안녕하십니까? 2011학년도 9월 고2 전국연합학력평가 외국어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2011학년도 9월 고2 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명 수험번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번 문제까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 우표의 디자인을 고르시오.
Honey, look at this.
What is it?
If you send a photo to this website, they'll print it onto stamps. So why don't we order some for Tommy's first birthday invitations?
That's a great idea. Will you send a family photo then?
Well, the stamp size may be too small for all three of us.
All right, then let's just have Tommy on it.
Among his pictures, I like these two the best. What do you think?
I like both of them too, but his birthday is in the winter, so the one where he's wearing a hat would be better.
That makes sense. Okay, I'll upload this picture right away. Also, we can add a flower pattern in the background.
Well, I'm afraid that's too much.
If you think so, let's not use it.
Then let's settle on this one.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's going on? Are you watching something good on TV?
Come on in. Look, he's in the lead.
Who's that? Is he a famous sports star in Korea?
Absolutely. He was a gold medalist at the Beijing Olympic Games.
Ah, I was told there's a fast swimmer from your country. I bet that's him.
Right. Oh, see? He won the race. This is the world championship. I didn't think he could make it.
Really? Why?
He had some slumps last year, so he had such a difficult time.
You know a lot about him. Is he your favorite sports star?
Actually, he's a hero in my country because he's Korea's first world-class swimmer.
Now I understand why you're so interested in him.
Yeah, he always gives courage and hope to our nation.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Morning is probably no one's favorite part of the day. If you can start your day happy and relaxed, you'll greatly increase your chances of a healthy, productive day. Here are some suggestions. Go to sleep with your blinds or curtains halfway open. That way, the natural light of the rising sun will send a signal to your brain that it's time to wake up. And set your alarm for 15 minutes earlier than normal. This way, you won't have to jump out of bed and rush through your morning. If you do this, you'll brighten your morning.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Smith, how's the research going? Did you finish it?
Not yet. I'm editing the final report now.
So it's almost done. Then you'll have some free time next month, right?
Yeah, I'm going on a trip with my family. Why?
I'm planning another project, and I want you to lead it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't.
But this is kind of a big one. So can't you delay your vacation a little?
Well, I've already booked plane tickets and hotel rooms. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. Then could you recommend anyone who'd be right for a team leader?
Well, nobody comes to mind at the moment. Could you give me some time to find a substitute?
Would you? Thank you.
All right. I'll call you soon.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, how may I help you?
I'm looking for backpacks for my twin daughters. They're 8 years old.
8 years old. Then how about this pink one with the little princess character on it?
Good. My girls love the character. But they don't want to have identical bags. Do you have another little princess bag with a different design?
Yes, we do. How about this one? It comes in yellow.
That looks cute. How much is it?
This yellow one is $25, and the pink one costs $5 more.
They don't look all that different. Why is the pink one $30?
It has two small pockets on the front, so you can store more things.
That looks convenient. Then I'll take one of each color.
Good. Since you're buying two, I'll give you a $2 discount on your total purchase.
Thanks a lot.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to the Quirao Nature Park. Today you'll discover and explore the beauty of wildlife beyond your imagination. In a moment, you'll see hundreds of wild little penguins marching across the beach. Before that, there's one thing that I'd like to let you know. When you see the penguins, you'll want to take pictures. However, photography disturbs and frightens them. For this reason, no outdoor photography is allowed, even without the use of flash. As you know, we're dedicated to the protection of the little penguins. Please respect this rule and help us protect the little penguins and their habitat. We hope you enjoy an unforgettable wildlife adventure here.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Wilson. This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Well, I'm busy with tons of assignments and things to study for.
Sounds like you have a lot to do.
Yes. Actually, I have to practice teaching a real class and record it on video for my assignment.
So, how can I help you?
I'd like to ask you if I could try teaching your students. Can you round up some students for my demonstration class?
Sure, my students will love it. So, how many students do you need?
About 5.
Okay, I'll find those who are interested.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Wow, is this the place where you work? I'm really excited to be here.
Yes, come on in. I'll show you around.
What do you do here?
Well, I work with the equipment. I control the sound by using the microphones and the sound mixer.
Sounds like you are a kind of engineer.
Yes, sort of.
Interesting. Those machines look so complicated. I've never seen a machine that has so many volume keys.
This technology is fantastic. I can record and manipulate all kinds of interesting sounds.
Cool. But what are those drums and guitars over there for?
They are for adding different sounds to the musical tracks I'm developing.
I see. You have a really fascinating job.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Can I have your driver's license, please?
Here are my passport and international driver's license.
Thanks. Your contact information, please?
I'm staying at a hotel. This is the address and phone number.
Would you like to buy insurance? Without it, you'll be 100% responsible if anything happens to the car.
Then how much is the total fee?
It comes to $200.
Okay, I'll take it. Do I need to fill the gas before I return the vehicle?
Yes, when you return it, you need to fill up the gas within 10 miles from here.
Okay, I'll do it.
Sign here, please. You're all set. Here are the contract and the key.
Thank you.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You've got a package. What did you buy?
It's a newly released DVD for my brother's birthday. He's crazy about movies.
Good choice. By the way, how are you going to wrap it?
Actually, I think the gift itself is more important than the wrapping.
You might be right, but he's sure to guess what it is at first sight. So, how about disguising it? It might be fun.
That makes sense. How about putting it in a big box?
A box? That's too common. Why don't you put it in a basketball?
A ball? How? I can't imagine.
You can cut it in half and put the gift inside and then wrap it in foil.
Wow, it'll be a great disguise. He'll never guess there's a DVD inside. But I don't have any balls at hand.
I have one that is old. I'll bring it to you right now.
Thank you.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 선택할 요금제를 고르시오.
Hey, Sandra. What are you up to?
Oh, Mike, I'm looking at rate plans for a smartphone. Could you help me choose one?
Sure. Let me see. How about this one?
Well, it's too expensive. I cannot pay more than $40 a month.
Then you should forget that one. Here's one with a $38 fee.
But 400 minutes of free calls are too much for me. I'll choose less than that.
Okay. So how about free SMS text messages? You send more than 100 messages per month, right?
Yes, I want at least 150 free text messages.
I see. There's also the data capacity.
Data capacity? Well, I'm not sure. How big of a space do you think I'll need?
I don't think 500 megabytes will be enough.
Right. I'll probably need more than that. Then I should choose this one.
12번. VIP 아트페어에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Say goodbye to aching legs after browsing artwork at local art fairs. VIP Art Fair is the world's first ever online art expo. It'll enable art collectors to look at the recent works of their favorite artists at home with only a few mouse clicks. It'll start on January 22nd and run until January 30th. but it has not yet been decided whether this art fair will become an annual event. It has assembled 139 contemporary art galleries from 30 countries. It offers works of the world's leading artists. A click on a gallery name will lead you into that gallery's booth. You can browse for free only after registration.
(13번) 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
Honey, your hair is too long. Let me trim it.
No way. Last time you did that, I looked so ridiculous. 2.
What did you do with your hair? I hardly recognize you.
Isn't it cool? This is the most popular hairstyle these days. 3.
Well, this wire is too twisted to use.
I told you to wind it up. You may have to get a new one. 4.
What are you doing there with the scissors?
Oh, I'm scraping gum off the floor. Will you help me? 5.
Oh my! I accidentally got gum stuck in my hair.
I don't think you can fix it yourself. How about cutting that part?
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Linda, why the long face? Anything wrong?
Yeah, I don't understand why I'm not able to save any money.
Well, I don't think you're much of a waster.
I'm not throwing money around, but my household budget always runs out every month.
Let's try to figure it out. First, do you keep a household account book?
Not really. I'm not an organized person.
If you keep one, you could keep track of your money.
I know, but I don't like to write down and calculate numbers on paper.
Then why don't you use a free online household accounting program?
You mean a computer-based one?
Right. It calculates automatically. Just download it, and you can get some expert guidance.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Bethany, what are you all doing here?
We're practicing a skit for the Youth English Speaking Contest next week.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Did you write the script by yourself?
Yes, I did.
Great. What is it about?
The story is about the culture shock that one Philippine woman goes through after her marriage in Korea.
Sounds interesting. So, are you guys ready for the contest?
Not really. We're still memorizing the script, and some of us keep forgetting the lines.
You've been working hard, and you have a few more days. I'm sure you can do it.
Thanks, but I'm still afraid that something may go wrong.
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
James, why haven't you been answering the phone?
Honey, your voice sounds urgent. What's wrong?
Are you on your messenger program?
No, I'm out of the office now. I'm on my way to a meeting.
Oh my, I think your messenger ID must have been stolen.
What are you talking about?
Someone logged on with your ID and just asked me to send him some money.
What? That must be messenger phishing. So, did you send it?
Of course not. That's why I called you. Change your password quickly.
But I can't access a computer right now. What should I do?
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수진이 담당자에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sujin is a high school student who wants to be a journalist in the future. The Journal Times is one of the most influential English newspapers, and it's looking for a qualified student reporter. She decides to apply for the position. She prepares the application materials and sends them to the company. But a few days later, she realizes that she missed one important document and that the due date was yesterday. She is worried that she might be rejected because of the incomplete application. She calls the personal manager of the company before sending the document. In this situation, what would Sujin most likely say to the personnel manager?
Ije, 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.